Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Barbara Eldridge, your host for Trendsetting Women, and with me today is our leading lady, Terry Wilder with Wilder Vibes. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Barbara. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I kind of looked at our topic and wanted to talk about productivity, but, you know, in this world that we're in these days, you know, the health challenges that employers have with their employees, and you've always done your music and gonging with other entities, and so now bringing it into the corporate world is, you know, I thought we should start with sharing some of your background about your radio and voiceover and singing type of things, so people understand better where you come from on this new trend that I see happening in corporations. So tell me a little bit about you.
Well, I have been a singer literally all my life. I started when I was 9 as a professional, and I've done a little bit of everything over the years, from theater to barbershop trios to rock bands and all kinds of singing environments. And about 20 years ago, I discovered the spiritual singing environment. And not necessarily religious, but uplifting and positive message music. And it really changed the direction of where I've chosen to go with my music that I sing and the original music that I write, and including my voiceover work, which is doing commercials and so forth, audiobooks, those kinds of things.
You're still the voice on Sprint, aren't you?
Yes, I'm the original voicemail voice on Sprint phone, so I'm the one that started way back when to say, to leave a voice message, press 1. Thank you. So I'm still on there somewhere. So that's a good thing. I mean, that's something I talk about that feels good. I worked in radio for 11 years. I was in morning radio in Kansas City as an on-air personality and producer. And then all of my music now. And about 3 years ago, I added sound healing to my repertoire, and it's really helped narrow my focus. The thing I do has something to do with well-being and uplifting and raising consciousness and positive messages. I have made a conscious choice to no longer sing songs about broken hearts and angry women and those kinds of things, which has deleted a lot of beautiful music from my repertoire. But I've had to make a choice that I want the world to feel better, and it has to begin with how I'm feeling and what I'm putting out into the world. So I've moved. Yes, go ahead.
Well, I'm just, you know, in a sense, you've always been singing, but what this sound healing aspect, you know, what brought you to that, and really, how does that work? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Well, I showed up at an event once where someone was teaching a modality called EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, and other people know it as tapping. You tap on acupressure points in the body while saying affirmations, and it helps to release anything that's stuck. A woman showed up at this event where I was adding my positive message music, and she had gongs. And my only reference to the gongs was the gong show, which, you know, way back when was something very negative, and you were basically being booed off the stage with the strike of a gong. But in reality, this is using sounds of the gong for me, or Tibetan healing bowls, crystal bowls, bells, anything that's producing sound, using that energy or those vibrations or frequencies to help heal. So in the case of the gongs, they essentially stir up what's stuck inside of you, and that could be feelings or thoughts or emotions or even physical disorders or discomforts. It stirs that stuff up to bring it up to be released. So it's a meditation done using these sounds, and it helps you to release what's stuck so that really the body has an opportunity to feel at ease enough, comfortable enough to do its own healing, to do self-healing, which is what it's actually able to do. But we have so much stress in our way and things we put into our bodies, so much standing in the way that we have a hard time getting to that point. So this is a support for helping you to heal yourself.
So that sounds a little out here for the corporate stage. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, what is it that you've needed to learn in order to be able to present it to companies and health organizations? What aspect do you bring to them that, you know, will make them open to having you work with their employees?
That's such a perfect question, because really, I know people want to say this is woo-woo, but actually it's physics. This is frequencies. This is everything is energy. So you can look at the desk in front of you, or the phone you're talking on, or the food you're eating. Everything, as Einstein said, is energy. And it's about matching frequencies, which is physics, matching frequencies to bring physical balance. So there is a whole lot of science, and I went and studied at the Globe Institute for Sound Healing up in San Francisco last summer and did 2 2-week intensives and got my certification. I am a certified sound healer. And so there is a whole lot of science behind this. If you just think about the music you listen to and how that can make you feel, that's a kind of an indication in everyday life of how sound is affecting you. You sit in heavy traffic and you hear car horns honking or a siren, and it stresses you. Pay attention to that. That's physics and action, and that sound affecting how you feel. So I can bring all kinds of science and how it's affecting the brain too, how it's affecting the balance in your brain. And there are lots of studies out there of how this is working on your body, your brain, and your whole being.
So what it says to me is that you're trying to get people within the organizations to be more productive, perhaps more creative. Is that where we're going with this?
Absolutely. The better you feel, the better your company is going to do. So when your employees are feeling more balanced and because of how it works on the right brain, where our creativity and inspiration are birthed and are created, you're bringing up a more creative, productive person in the work environment. And that also leads to fewer sick days called in, because your employees are feeling better. They're just in a better state of overall health. So if you as an employer want your employees to feel better about coming into work, you bring something in that supports that. And that's what this is doing. You're in your work environment. Who doesn't want that when they go into work?
Well, you know, just, you know, you think of it oftentimes more in health organizations like hospitals and, you know, stuff like that. But you're really talking about corporate situations. And I'm sure there's a learning curve for you in terms of being able to interpret this for the corporate world.
There absolutely is. It's basically me learning the languaging to be able to share it with people who speak that language. You know, it's a different language used in different environments. So I have on my website plenty of science available for people to look at and come to an understanding that this is just physics in action. It's not out there. It's basically if you would call a supportive meeting together of your employees and you give them a celebration of a job well done. Well, that's bringing good feelings into your work environment. So this is using a different route to do that, but it's creating the same effect. You create a sense of community with your employees and, again, the sense of well-being and support from the employers.
Well, and I see here in San Diego, one of the business publications has a list of companies that do, quote, wellness programs. And so I can see that, you know, they're starting to open up to it, but it really, you know, your side is really an educational aspect to it. So it can be, I guess, challenging. And, you know, what do you see? Where is this going? What do you see for the future with just exposing, I guess, the corporate environment to this?
It is a little challenging because this is new. So I'm on a leading edge here. There aren't as many of us doing sound healing as there are, say, teaching yoga or meditation. But this works hand in hand with those modalities too. So it's exciting and challenging for me right now because I see it starting to unfold in the work environments. I see these wellness programs showing up, and I've actually friends of mine who teach yoga and meditations, I've helped them get into these environments, and some of them are saying, oh, well, now we have to get you in there too. So we're the beauty of this group of people too in the wellness organization is that we love to support each other. And so there is a lot of helping each other rise to the next step and the next step and the next step. So I'm excited to see my friends who teach yoga and meditation get in there, and they're excited to bring me in. And another interesting environment that I've connected with pretty easily is the holistic and integrative medicine environment. So right now I'm attending the Academy for Integrative Health and Medicine conference. I've been involved with the American Holistic Nurses Association, and these are all people who are also bringing these modalities into the healthcare world. So it's an addition to regular Western medicine. We're bringing some more of these opportunities into the healthcare environment to support the whole being. That's what it's about, bringing lots of options to people.
Well, you know, with the millennials these days, you know, they're creating environments that make them more comfortable. I would see that would be an important aspect. I'm not sure where millennials are these days with respect to you know, the quieter with all the handheld things they keep in front of them. But, you know, I from experience, I certainly realize how important this is to overall well-being. I mean, you know, just from, number one, having experienced it, but having worked with these things for many, many years myself, I just know it's a thing. But before I go on, why don't, just in case our listeners may want to reach you after our show, how would you like them to contact you, Terry?
There are a couple of easy ways. You can visit my website and contact me through my website. It's TERI, Terry Wilder, WILDER.com. You can email me, Terry, at terrywilder.com. Remember, just one R in Terry, T-E-R-I. And there is a phone number on my website as well. So those are three easy ways to reach me that are easy to remember.
Well, and I just want to throw it out there. If people are interested, you do individual gong sessions for them.
I do. So if you want to really get an experience, that's such a great way. And you've had a few of those, Barbara.
Exactly. That's what I said. I just so enjoy it. It just changes the whole aspect of your thinking and what you're capable of doing. But you know, and I have to feel for you that kind of switching over from, you know, the things that you've always done. You know, you do a lot with the church organizations with your singing, because your singing has just been a huge part of your life. And how receptive have they been of the gonging?
Spiritual environments are all over this because they think I'm just speaking their language, which is great, which is fabulous because it is their language and it's science. It's science as well. So they have welcomed me with open arms, and once they get a little taste, they're asking me to play for their meditations during services and to provide a whole other opportunity for people to come in for a full hour of gonging on separate nights, or sometimes an event after services are over with on Sundays. So it's really expanded, doing full retreats with adding songs and gongs. So I actually can do songs and gongs, and it all rhymes, so which makes it fun for me because I like to have fun.
That's not what you're bringing to the corporate environment. You're just
no. The corporate environment is the sound healing. There,
right.
It's a much more focused kind of an opportunity, and this is not about so much getting your spiritual sense opened. This is about creativity and, as you said, productivity and overall wellness. At work, we are such a stressed environment. We are such a stressed world, and you know, we have to pay attention to time and getting jobs done, and busy, and you know, take the next step. And any opportunity that we can step into a calming, centered environment can only help us take that next step forward with much more ease and comfort and health. We want to stay healthy during all of what we're doing. And so I want to help promote your wellness in your work environment.
Well, you know, I heard you earlier say, you know, you do things out of town. We're in San Diego. So you are willing to take this on the road. Is that what I'm hearing?
I do take this on the road. I have purchased special cases to travel with my gong. And I know how to get on and off an airplane with this extra baggage, and it's exciting for me to bring it wherever people are open up to receiving it. This is powerful stuff. This is life-changing stuff.
Well, I know I've listened to them, and I think one of the things that I enjoy the most is every once in a while as you're playing, you use one of the different utensils that you use and make it sound like a I think it's the whale sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just absolutely sparks my brain to, you know, because thinking of the water is very, very calming for me. So it's just really exciting to participate in it. But from a challenging standpoint, you know, In terms of this new focus, what do you think your biggest challenge is from a business standpoint, and then even from a personal standpoint?
The biggest challenge from a business standpoint is again, it's that speaking that language in a corporate environment that they would understand and be receptive to bringing me in. So I'm willing to come in and give corporations a complimentary session because just to begin, because once you have the experience, you can understand what I'm talking about. Really, no matter what environment I'm using, you don't really understand it until you've had the experience. And so in order for someone to get what that is, I offer a complimentary 15-minute session, and I'll bring two of my gongs in and set them up, and you can have the experience and then see if it will work for you and your company. So it's just getting people to open the door for the first time and say, I would like to have that experience. I will come to you, and I'm happy to do it because, to me, this is really important and valuable work that I'm doing, and it's my passion. And so on a personal level, it's, yes, taking my business, because this is my business, taking it to the next level, getting in front of people at conferences with my gongs and having conversations. And
are we talking about pushing the comfort zone here?
Yes, we are talking. Yeah, because, I've been doing my music, my singing for, all my life, really. So I know what that is. I know how to do that. This is bringing something different to people, and it's not about me. It's about other people and what the experience is for you. So this is stepping away from me being in a spotlight and into a place where I'm actually behind the scenes facilitating what this particular instrument is able to do for people. And that's a little different for me.
Well, I know, I asked you last year to bring the gong. We do our first of the year summit planning session, and I wanted to start off with it so that people could be more creative. And we got a lot of really good input from people. People really, really enjoyed it. So I know how it affects people to be able to, get things done and be more productive. And so I just, I really admire you for taking on, because I believe it is a big challenge. Corporations just move in different directions, but it is an educational process. And I know I've challenged you to reach out beyond your comfort zone for that. So,
some huge corporations too doing this. Mm-hmm. I mean, Apple is using these kinds of innovative ideas in the workplace. Mm. Google and Nike and AOL Time Warner, these are all companies. Yahoo is another one. They're all taking advantage of opportunities to support their employees in a unique way. So I'm just encouraging other companies to follow their lead and open a door to something new and different that really does work.
Wow. It sounds huge to me, but I think it needs more people pounding the drum to get people to wake up to it. Maybe the gong, what can I say?
Banging the gong, yeah.
I wish we could give people a sample at this point, but I know they can get a sample on your website. Am I correct?
You are absolutely correct. I've a few different videos on my website, one right on the front page and a few more digging a little deeper. There's all kinds of information on what I can do for the corporate world, for the healthcare world, and in your personal world as well, and how I can support you using the sound healing. So that's again, terriwilder.com, T-E-R-I-W-I-L-D-E-R.
TerryWilder.com, the gong master. Well, Terry, I'd really like to say thank you to Terry for being our leading lady today, and a special thanks to our listeners, as we will be back on Mondays and Fridays, Mondays at 9 and Fridays at 2 with another Women Leading the Way radio show. Please do check in, see what else we have up on our register there. And I'm Barbara Eldridge. I'm host of Trendsetting Women. Thank you for listening. Do make it a million-dollar day. You have the power to do so. Bye now.
Thank you, Barbara. Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.